Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am trying to rest before I go back to work. But I can't get my mind to settle down because I'm slightly irritated. No, very annoyed. Some of you might know that I write adult material on my blog, sometimes personal, sometimes fictional. And I wrote something, and I won't give the name of the post that I wrote, but I was complaining about how in the dark section of the internet, how it works and how men behave. And somebody on Facebook sent me a message, basically saying what I wrote, and he put it in quotes, and he goes, "This is what I read." And when I read it, I was like, that's not what I wrote at all. And I was thinking, first, everything you read on the internet, you have to take with a grain of salt. Some of the stuff that I write, yeah, it's personal. But if you don't know me in the real world, in the reality, in the flesh, looking, you know, across the table from me while we're drinking coffee and talking, how do you know what I write is true? How do you know it's not all for, let's say, ratings, for the Nielsen ratings, for the 5 stars, for the glory of it all? You don't, because you don't know me. There are people that do know me in the real. I've met a few. And yes, they pretty much vouch for how I am personality-wise. I can be wild and crazy and silly, but I can also be quiet and shy. And but it took them a couple years to get to know that about me. This person sent me the message, and he says, "Well, this is what I read, not word for word, but to that effect." And I'm thinking, that's not even what I even said or wanted to imply. And I'm thinking, do I dare write a post stating that this is what I meant? Do I feel the need to explain myself? Kind of, sort of, but then again, kind of, sort of not, because, and for some reason, this person now views me in a different light, even though he states, "Oh, well, you know, I still view you the same as I always did," but it's not the same. But you've already passed judgment on me, but you can't have it both ways because the word "but" canceled out everything you said before it. I think it's not funny, but I never took into consideration that when an individual might read my blog posts, that their interpretation of what I wrote might not be what I wanted the message to portray or to get across. Does that make sense? See Sally run up the hill and she fell down and she hurt herself is not the same as Jill ran up the hill, or Sally ran up the hill and fell down and broke her back, and she was paralyzed and in a wheelchair. That's kind of the way I looked at it, it's like, no, that's not at all, you know. And I don't know, maybe I'm just caught at a wrong, but I guess I'm more irritated, annoyed with the fact that this individual is trying to analyze and assess or guess at what I'm doing. And then there was another thing that I wrote, and I put it on Twitter, I think it was. Yeah. No. Maybe. Anyway, I had posted something about Sting and the song Shape of My Heart, and I was thinking of someone, and I hope that he was well. I don't think I said anything more than that. I might have said something more on Twitter, Facebook. And then he sends me a message saying, or no, even a comment, I think he wrote, about he probably feel he's a leader, not a follower. And yeah, and I'm thinking, wait. You have no idea who I'm talking about or the relationship or friendship. Hell, I could be talking about my dog. I could be talking about my daughter's dead dog that the song could have been playing on the radio while we were at the pound picking him up. And I think of him, and we all know, well, we assume dogs don't have souls. So I hope he's happy wherever he is. I'm just saying, am I making too much out of this? But I guess I have not experienced an individual trying to, not to this degree of, you know, trying to figure it out and trying to say what he says. And I guess it's because I think he has no right to say it, because he doesn't know who I am. He does not know me. Presumption? Assumption? Assume to know me by what I say? I would say 90% of the stuff that I put out is real. But there are times when, especially on my blog, you know, the smut that I write, the stories, that's what they are. They're stories in my head. And that's one of the reasons why I started doing audio, is to get the thoughts out of my head. You know, like when people buy picture frames, who are the people in the frames? Who are those people? What are their names? What's their family like? What's their home like? You know, I mean, I had to get the stuff out of my head. So there. After you listen to it, you're like, oh, thank you. I've now got this in my head. So, anyway. Oh, and just a little side note before I run out of time. I did unfollow some people. If I haven't heard anybody doing an audio in over 3 months, I unfollowed them. Because my stream, I was just not getting anybody in my feed. It was just a few people. And I was following a lot more. So if I unfollowed you by mistake, please let me know. I hate to miss anything that you have to say. And that's it. Time for a nap. Laterness, people.